Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, China. Alaska does $1 billion worth of trade with China every year. It's the state's largest trading partner, but it took a lot of work to break into that market, and one man has been at it for decades. From Alaska's energy desk, Rasha McChesney takes a look at the life of Yingdi Wang, the Chinese-born American citizen who's the state's go-to guy in China.
When Alaska Governor Bill Walker decided to take 50 people on a trade mission to China, the logistics were complicated. But when the bulk of the delegation landed at the airport in Beijing on our first day, Yingdi Wang was waiting there. He's this small, impeccably dressed man, and he is really, really good at logistics. He's a natural-born fixer. On this trip, that means a steady stream of rapid Mandarin to the bus driver, to staff at the airport and hotels, answering questions, solving problems, tracking down a tailor so half the delegation can get new suits, you know, herding cats and making sure people are getting where they need to go. He's up with the group first thing in the morning, out late, and on these long bus trips, he usually puts his sunglasses on, crosses his arms, and takes a nap.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm really tired, so, but I'd be happy to.
We're on this bus in Shanghai with about a dozen people who are interested in selling what Alaska has to offer into China. Wang sits in the front seat watching the horizon. He's thinking about how much the city has changed since the first time he visited in 1991.
Well, there's no highway, there's no high rise. This is, you know, like this road we're on. It's a big change.
How many high-rises can we see from here?
I can't recognize in Shanghai.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hundreds, you know.
It is just a sea of people.
Yeah, you're right.
Wang was born in 1954 in Beijing, about 10 minutes from Tiananmen Square. And it was a chaotic time. The Cultural Revolution started in 1966. And when he was 16, Wang was sent to a work camp. He worked as a welder, a boilermaker, and in a big chemical factory outside of Beijing for about 15 years. By the early 1980s, Wang was 30 years old, and he wanted more. He wanted to finish college. But he says he wasn't allowed to do that in China. So he decided to come to America, and he ended up in Alaska. John Sturgeon is a close friend of Wang's. Sturgeon, yes, that John Sturgeon, is something of a state's rights celebrity in Alaska. And let me tell you, he was really pleased to be talking about something besides his groundbreaking Supreme Court battle.
Yeah, thank you. people don't know I have a life outside my court case. I actually had a career, you know.
And a big part of that career was right alongside Wang. To this day, they still introduce each other as best friends. They met right after Wang came to study business at Alaska Pacific University in Anchorage. And like a lot of other college students, he was looking for a job.
And I had a friend that I was working with called up and said he had some college student that was looking to make some extra money if I needed my lawn cut. And I says, yeah, I really didn't, but I was trying to do him a favor. And so I said, okay. And so that person turned out to be Yingdi.
So a 30-year-old college student shows up to mow his lawn, and before long, they're working together. First in the timber industry, Wang's first job was scanning log tags by hand before they were shipped off, sometimes 20,000 tags per ship.
Yingdi would come in after hours and scan those tags till late in the evening and sometimes early in the morning.
Sturgeon says he watched Wang blossom from a new immigrant with terrible English skills into a savvy business person pretty quickly. With Wang's help, Concor Forest Products opened one of its first headquarters for an Alaska company in China. Wang ran the company's bureau from his apartment. Sturgeon and Wang don't work at Concor together anymore, but they've started their own businesses since then.
Still to this day, we don't have to put down deposits to the factories when we buy something because they trusted Yingdi. That's very unusual. Somebody, have $50,000 worth of products they would make just for you.
About 15 years ago, Wang took those private sector skills into the public sector and started working for the state. When someone from the governor's office or the Department of Commerce wants to do business in China, they call Wang. And he knows Alaska. So he steps in at these crucial points in meetings to make sure that everyone is on the same page. But that's all changing now.
How long are you going to continue working for the state? It seems like you're everywhere.
Well, I don't know. Like, my age is close to retirement, right?
What's retirement age? What is your age?
Well, you can calculate, you know. I was born 54. You know,
he's 64. This summer, he's leaving behind that apartment in Beijing and settling in the U.S. for good. For AK, I'm Rasha McChesney.